But Paul, he went on to the island where they sent, Jesus had told him to go, where God, they had told him to go. And he went on, and I can't call his name, but his father got sick. When his father got sick, Paul laid the same hand that the snake bit on him and healed him, because Paul knew his purpose. All the stuff he went through, because Paul was persecuted, all the stuff he went through, he never let it sway him from his purpose. He never let it sway him. So I'm just here to encourage you tonight, no matter what you suffered and went through. Just like the snake attached itself to Paul, and Paul, in front of all the witnesses, he shook it off. God wants you to shake it off. He wants you to shake it off, because if you keep remembering that snake holding on to you, you'll never get to your destiny. You'll never get to your purpose. If you ever stop, you'll never get to your purpose. That's Serena, it's so important that we don't waste time getting angry. We don't waste time taking on hurt. We don't waste time. We just don't waste time, because every time you take a detour, like Pastor said, you got to recalculate. Recalculate. A lot of times you got to start all back over. And God never meant for us to keep recalculating our life. He intended for us to live a healthy life, a wealthy life. He intended for you to enjoy life. He intended for you to love. He intended for you to be loved. He intended for you to be stress-free. That's what he intended. And if we keep stopping, the plan that he has is just as straight as this aisle and this floor. Quit taking detours. Quit taking detours. Ask God's plan for your life. Seek your plan. Seek his plan for you. Seek his plan for you. Don't try to figure out nobody else's plan. That ain't what he said. We don't try to figure out nobody else's plan. Seek God for your own plan. Your plan is straight. But we got to stop detouring. We got to stop letting little itty bitty stuff detours. Little heartaches. And some of them are big heartaches. But at the end of the book, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. How do you know? Because he said it. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're going to be all right. So no matter what's going on in your life now, as long as you trust in God, you're going to be all right. Troubles come, but we don't have to take them. We don't have to hold on to them. You're going to be all right. Heartaches come. You don't have to take it. You're going to be all right. Sorrow come. We're going to lose people. But we don't have to stay sorrowful. We don't have to stay there. It's going to be all right. I actually thought I couldn't make it when my brother passed. But it's been 2 years. Guess what? I'm still here. I'm still here. You're going to be all right. But you got to keep going. You got to keep trusting in the Lord. Because he already said it at the end of the book. You win. And that's all I